anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the beginning of a new month, the month of December, where we set ourselves aside for 31 days to commit ourselves to consistent and fervent prayer. Your word declares that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And in this day and time where, God, people are leaning into their own understanding, in this day and time where people are doing those things that are right in their own eyes, we are endeavoring to set ourselves aside, God, to give you the glory and the honor by offering unto you a sacrifice, a sacrificial time of prayer, where we come together and seek your face in corporate worship and corporate prayer, that you may grant us wisdom, that you may grant us favor, that you may give us direction, God, that we may prepare ourselves for ministry, Lord, in 2018. We don't take this endeavor lightly, but, Lord, we submit ourselves to you right now, Lord, and we ask that your anointing would fall afresh on us. That as we begin this time of prayer and a consecration, Lord, that you may come to more and have your way in our hearts, have your way in our minds, have your way in our actions, have your way in our thoughts, oh God, that you may lead us and guide us and direct us in all endeavors that occur in our lives, in our homes, in our relationships, in our families, in our ministry, Lord, in everything that we do. Lord, it's our desire, God, that you would get the glory. So anoint us right now. We ask that your anointing would fall afresh on us, that as we begin this endeavor, God, that you might get the glory out of our lives. Lord, we don't want to do anything for vainglory. We don't want to do anything that the flesh may get your glory. But, Lord, our determination, our focus, Lord, this day, and our focus, oh, God, every single day of this month, and our focus, God, as we go ahead in ministry in 2018, is that you might get the glory out of our lives. Cast the devil out of the minds, oh, God. He's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He tries to come and destroy dreams. He comes and tries to kill hope, Lord. He comes to try to still our desires, our thoughts, oh God, and our plans, oh God, that you have placed in our lives. But Lord, you've come that we might have life, and for us to live in this dark and dreary world, your people, which have been called by your name, for us to be able to live during this time, God, we need your help. We need your direction. We need your guidance, God. We need you to help us to keep our eyes focused in on you, because if we keep our eyes focused on you, God, then we'll see our solution. We'll see the answer solution to all of our problems. We'll see our hope, oh God, in you. We'll see favor. We'll see victory, God, and we'll be able to walk therein in the mighty name of Jesus. We've begun this off a little slow, God, because of our schedule for the past month, Lord, but we thank you, oh God, that prayer is on our mind. Lord, we fervently pray, oh God. We pray without ceasing, Lord, because intimacy with you, oh God, is the most important thing in our lives, oh God. So, God, honor our consecration, honor our sacrifice, honor this commitment, God, this time, oh God, of prayer that we are going to submit ourselves to you, seek your face, oh God, and we're going to receive everything that you have for us to prepare us, oh God, for the days and the months and the years ahead. We thank you, oh God, that we're not walking by sight, Lord, but this day, oh God, we're walking by faith, oh God, because faith, oh God, is what moves mountains, God. Faith, oh God, is what pleases you, because it's without faith, oh God, it is impossible to please you, Lord. And we want to be pleasing to you. We want to be acceptable to you. We want to be holy before you, oh God, because you are a righteous and a mighty God. So, Lord, shape us and mold us for this season and for this time, oh God, that as we minister, oh God, in prayer to you, oh God, as we seek your face, oh God, humbly before you, oh God, that you will come to more and have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Move by your power right now, God. Shape us and mold us to be the vessels that you need for us to be, God. Oh God, for prayer, oh God, to be a commitment, Lord. Oh God, we need to... It needs to be the most important thing on our mind. Oh, God, and you are the most important thing to us. Oh, God, you're greater than anything. Oh, God, you're better than anything this world can possibly give. And so we seek your face, oh, God. We seek that your will might be done. We seek, oh, God, that your plans, oh, God, that you have for us and your thoughts that you have for us, oh, Lord, will be manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus. Don't allow our doubt or don't allow our insufficiencies, Lord, to cancel out, oh, God, the plans and the promises that you have for our lives. Oh, God, but help us to be the vessels that you need for us to be, that souls might be saved, oh, God. Oh, God, the sick might be delivered and healed, oh, God. The captive might be set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Use us to be the vessels, oh, God. Then lives will be changed, oh, God, that we'll be able to equip believers and to change lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, oh, God, as we seek to minister to the nation, oh, God, as we seek to minister to our state, oh, God, as we seek to minister to our direct community, Lord, come and have your way in us, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cast everything out of us that's unlike you, anything that would cause a separation between us and thee. Oh, God, bind it right now, Lord. Cast the devil out of our minds, oh, Lord, and cast the devil out of our wills and cast him out of our way. Bind his works and bind his efforts right now, oh, God. We declare in our lives that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We already have the victory. Oh, God, we already have been in our season of breakthrough. Oh, God, and breakthrough is still yet upon us, Lord. Oh, God, continue to break us up out of the shells, oh, God, and the walls that we place around you, oh, God, so that you can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, oh, God. We take you up out of the box right now so that you can do the things that our eye has not seen and our ear has not heard and the things that we haven't even imagined or appeared unto us, Lord. We're taking you out of the box, Lord, so that you can do great things in the midst of us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, because you that have begun a good work in us is able to perform it. And as long, oh God, as you are our head, and as long as you are our director, and as long as you are our guide, Lord, we don't have to fear failure. We don't have to fear coming up short, oh God, but we already have won the battle. We already, oh God, have the victory. Lord, we already have just what we need needing more to do great things, to win souls for you, to become an even greater ministry, Lord, to do an even greater work, oh God. Thank you, oh God. It has not happened yet, oh God. Eye has not seen it and ear has not heard it. But, Lord, I already know because your spirit has confirmed into me that great things is ahead of us and great things are upon us, oh God, and great things are here for us, oh God, to accomplish. So make us to be the vessels that you need for us to be, that as we go through these 31 days of prayer, oh Lord, that we would draw near purity, that you would be the primary focus of our lives to show us how we should be day by day. Oh, Lord, David said, early have I sought you. Early have I sought you, oh God. And that's what we are endeavoring to do before we go into, oh God, the year, before we go into the hustle and the bustle of the day. Lord, we're taking this time out early in the morning to seek your face, not just for ministry, but to seek your face for each and every one of our lives. Lord, if we're not effective and if we're not in tune with you, then when we come together with others, Lord, we're not effective and we're not in tune. But you said those that when any two or three gather in your name, there you would be in the midst, oh God. And we desire for you to be in the midst of us, oh God, because when you're in the midst, oh God, things have to change. When you're in the midst, oh God, you are high and lifted up and you draw us nearer to thee. When you are lifted up and when you are the primary focus, Lord, the enemy can't come in to cause distraction. Oh, and he can't do anything to stop us from winning the fight and the victory. Thank you, oh God, today to let us know, for this day, for letting us know that the battle don't belong to us. We don't know what 2018 has in store for us, but you know the plans that you have for us and the traps and the snares that the enemy has planned and set for our lives in 2018. We don't know, but you know all things. You are still yet Alpha, and you are still yet Omega. You are still the beginning, and you are still the end. And so, Lord, if we put our trust in you and we put our hope in you, oh God, then you would be a blessing to us, not just in our not in our ministries, but in our families, in our finances, on our jobs, oh God. You will do great things on our behalf, Lord, because our trust and our hope will be in you. Lord, I don't want my trust and my hope to be in my flesh, oh God, because in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. So put this flesh under subjection, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Put down carnality right now. In the name of Jesus, make me holy in all of my thoughts, holy in all of my aspirations, holy in all of my goal setting, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, help me to put my trust in you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in every area of ministry. Many ministries, oh God, are gathering this month to begin planning, oh Lord, for 2018. Before we put our hands together with some paper and put some ideas on the paper and on the computer, Lord, we want to kneel before you to get your attention. Because when we begin to do the planning, Lord, we want you to order our footsteps. We want to be right in your eyes, and we want to have your thoughts, because your thoughts are way above our thoughts, and your ways are far above our ways, and we want your will to be done. Lord, we don't want to do anything without your direction. We don't want to move without you, God, because we are absolutely nothing without you. But with you, God, I can do all things. With you, I'm more than a conqueror. With you, God, I'm the head and not the tail. With you, God, there's nothing impossible, oh God, for the God that I serve. And I thank you, God, because you make all things possible. And the desires of my heart, Lord, they only can be done with you on my side and with you working on my behalf. So, Lord, lead me. God, where you lead me, I'm willing to follow. Lord, where you take me, Lord, I'm willing to go. What you need me to say, Lord, I'm willing to say it, Lord, because greater is ahead of us, Lord. I have not seen it, Lord. I know it without a shadow of a doubt, God, because you have been giving us favor since the first day of ministry. I thank you, God, for all that you have done. I understand that 2017 is not done yet, Lord, but God, as we begin this preparation for 2018, I want to say thank you for all that you've done, Lord, for Praise Center. In the name of Jesus, that you've done so many wonderful and mighty things, Lord. You kept us and sustained us. Lord, you made ways out of no way, Lord. You've done the impossible in this ministry, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, because little becomes much when we place it in your hands. We place our lives and we place our hope and we place the success of our ministry in your hands, Lord, and you have granted us success in 2017. We've reached so many different souls, oh Lord. We serve so many different people, Lord, and greater is ahead of us because we put our trust in you. Our trust is not in numbers, Lord. We're like, oh God, Gideon, Lord. Yeah, it'd be great to have 30,000, Lord, but I'm willing to go with the 300, Lord. I'm willing to go ahead with the few, oh God, that you have blessed us with, Lord, because I know that it will be a greater blessing to the greater cause of people. And I know that you will send them in from the fields to sin, Lord. So we put our trust in you, we put our hope in you, and we depend upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. So shape us for this day and time. Shape us for this season, Lord. Shape us for this time of prayer, oh God, this season of prayer, where we're seeking your face, Lord, so that your will might be done in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you now, God, because we lean and depend upon you. We bless you right now, oh God, because we can't move without you, Lord. We bless you right now, Lord, because our lives are in your hand. Thank you, God, because the whole world is in your hand. Oh, it's just not me, Lord, but you're in control. And we thank you for that. Your will be done. Not my will, Lord, but nevertheless, let thine will be done in my life, Lord, as we minister to hearts and we minister to souls, as we equip believers, oh, God, and change lives. Help us, oh, God, to fulfill our purpose and our mission and everything that we do, oh, God, to proclaim and to equip and to grow. Lord, give us the ideas that we need, God, that we'll be even more effective in ministry, oh God. Give us the burning desire right now, oh God, that we'll be more effective in ministry, Lord. Oh God, grant us everything that we need, oh God, so that our heart's desires may be met, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's about souls. It's about changing lives. It's about equipping believers, Lord. And everything that we do, we want to fulfill that mission, and we want to fulfill that purpose for our lives. So, Lord, bless us. God, I ask for even more laborers. The harvest is plenteous, Lord. What you have for us, Lord, is out there. Oh, Lord, but give us the ideas, give us the vision, give us the sound footing, Lord, that we may just proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. You've told us that if we lift you up, you will draw all men unto you. Lord, and that's what we want, not for people to be drawn to us, not for us to look for man's gratitude and man's vain glory, but, Lord, it's for you to get the glory and for souls to be saved for your glory. Help us, Lord, to play the role that you have desired for us to play, or that you have a desire for us to play in ministry in Dumfries, in Triangle, in Woodbridge, and in Manassas, Lord. Get the glory out of our lives, Lord. Walking by in this city still as we have prepared ourselves to leave, Lord, and just walk by some joggers who thank me for the prayer. Lord, I didn't call out their name, Lord, but it takes someone who's willing to consecrate themselves and set themselves aside so that you might get the glory. I pray for our nation. I pray for the president. Lord, I pray for Virginia as a whole. I pray for my leaders, oh God, that I directly serve. And Lord, I pray for my ministry, Lord, that you've given me charge over. Not to lord over, not to belittle, oh God, or beat up, but you've given me this group of people, Lord, to be an example of holiness, an example of righteousness, and an example of a godly man. Help me to live up to those expectations that you have placed on me. And Lord, I understand I can't do it on my own. But Holy Spirit, come no more and have your way and use me for your glory, that I may lead these people to our promised land, to our greater destiny, to our higher calling, God. Anoint my head right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that I may be the man, that I may be the leader, that I may be the example of holiness and righteousness in everything that I do. And then as we continue to put our trust in you, Lord, we expect the great things to result from this time of seeding, this time of sowing. We use these 31 days to sow into our destiny for our upcoming year. We don't do this to get some accolades from people to say, oh, you all pray. But, Lord, we do this because we understand that prayer changes things, and prayer sets us up for victory in you. So, Lord, bless us and keep us. Honor our time of commitment and fasting, in prayer and consecration. Bless us what we put our hands to do, Lord, in doing these 31 days. Oh, Lord, let it be the foundation for an even greater and even better year in 2018. We thank you now, Lord, and we bless your name, for it's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen and amen.